can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our website for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you in studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, our number, 800-259-9231. The website allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air. You just go to freetalklive.com, and you'll be able to submit whatever it is you want. As you're surfing around the web, you might find a news story or a blog post or maybe a YouTube video that you think is pretty special and you want to share it with our listeners. Well, you just go and submit it as show prep there at freetalklive.com. You can use our handy bookmarklet, which makes it even easier. And then other listeners will see it and vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked will make it to the top and the front of our website. In fact, the top story over at freetalklive.com right now is coming out of San Francisco, where, according to the Associated Press, San Francisco has had a long history of bold public health and environmental stances, going after everything from plastic bags. Remember, we talked about that one, where they actually they put a tax on people that want to buy groceries with plastic bags. I don't think they banned them outright, but I could be wrong. Maybe they did ban them outright.
I can't remember. It seems like it was a ban, but I could be wrong.
Well, we can check into that. But nonetheless, they've got new ideas here. In fact, some of their older ideas include going after cigarettes and sugary drinks, and the latest target is Ronald McDonald. A proposed city ordinance would ban McDonald's from putting toys in Happy Meals unless it adds fruit and vegetable portions and limits calories.
There is a fruit option, as I understand it, for Happy Meals.
I think they can choose to have
apple slices rather than French fries.
I don't think they want options.
Yes, I don't think so either.
I think that this is they're intending here to change, you know, the corporate menu at McDonald's. The proposal would apply to all restaurants, but the focus has been on McDonald's and its iconic Happy Meals. So, I don't know, what a Burger King has its Happy Meal,
something.
Wendy's, whoever, whatever the other products are out there that are marketed toward children.
They're just not as popular, right?
Yeah, will be targeted here.
They aren't as iconic, that's for certain.
Supervisor Eric Marr said he proposed the law to protect the health of his constituents. But McDonald's has waged an aggressive fight to block the measure. A battery of McDonald's Corp executives showed up at City Hall to argue that the legislation is a heavy-handed effort that threatens the company's decades-old business model and the free choice of its consumers.
I think that's really what it comes down to for me.
What do you mean?
People should be able to eat what they want to eat. I mean, I understand.
They know best, Mark. The San Francisco city government bureaucrats know best. Why don't you just let them decide for you? You're making the wrong choice. You're buying your son Jack a Happy Meal.
Oh, well, I have never bought Jack a Happy Meal. But,
assuming you were to do something like that. I mean, he's only 2.5. When do kids start getting bought Happy Meals? What's the right age to buy a kid a Happy Meal?
I would think it would be older than that, it would seem to me. But, you know,
he can put
some work on it. You know, he eats pizza. You know, Happy Meal, I suppose he could do something with. I'm not exactly sure what.
Why don't they start eyeballing people's shopping carts while they're at it? I mean, if what they're doing here, they're essentially just getting in between people and their choices. Because right now, parents can choose. As you pointed out, Mark, you said that you think there's an apple option or some sort of a fruit option substitute that you can put into a Happy Meal. So parents could already be making this choice, but they're not. Not all of them. So because 100% of parents aren't choosing the fruit option at McDonald's, that means the government needs to come in and start mandating things.
That's what the government seems to think.
Well, if this is appropriate, if this particular mode of operation for the government is okay, then why not just let's take it to the next step, right? Let's look at people's buying habits at the grocery store, because isn't that what, you know, that matters a lot, too, whether the parents are buying sugar bombs for cereal or if they're buying their kids, you know, granola or whatever it is that they could be purchasing for their kids at home and what they eat at home. So maybe we need to have a government bureaucrat, or maybe a whole bunch of government bureaucrats, one for each supermarket checkout aisle, that they can just kind of stand back, you know, behind the bagger. They can stand back and just eyeball and make sure that the parents are buying, you know, 90% fresh fruit, vegetables, grains, you know, the wholesome stuff, right? 90% of the good stuff. And maybe occasionally we'll let them go through with a snack. We'll give give them an allowance for how many snacks they can have on a weekly basis, and the government bureaucrat will sit there and eyeball every single transaction just to make sure that you're doing the right thing for your children.
You know, the part about this that doesn't make any sense is you can't make kids eat things that they don't want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my wife pulls her hair out over trying to get my son to eat the things that she wants him to eat, and he's just not going to do it. she's tried to find good snack foods and stuff. So apparently Teddy Grahams are sweetened with honey and sugar as opposed to high fructose corn syrup. I don't know. I don't do the research on these things. But the only thing that kid wants to eat is bears. Bears! He wants to eat cookies and milk. Obviously she makes his milk out of raw milk and puts stuff in it and makes her own formula and everything that's, very special.
The government would like to put a stop to that, too.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. But, the only thing he wants to eat is his bears. So,
the raw milk is too natural for the government. Yeah, you can't be having things too natural. You have to make sure that the natural products go through their approved corporate chain.
It depends on the person in the government at that point.
So the proposed Happy Meal law is just the latest in a string of San Francisco ordinances aimed at regulating public health. The city recently expanded a law banning tobacco sales in pharmacies to include grocery stores and big box stores that also have pharmacies. So that's got to be good news for the convenience stores, right? So every retailer that has a pharmacy in it in San Francisco is now banned from selling tobacco. So if you were used to buying your cigarettes at Walmart or the local grocery store, what are they out in California, Piggly Wiggly or something like that?
I don't know.
Your California, San Francisco area grocery store.
There's an Alpha Beta or something out there when I was out there.
You can now no longer go to those big stores if they have pharmacies in them and buy your cigarettes. What's the deal there?
I would think that when you're talking about pharmacies and grocery stores, that's where you get the cheapest cigarettes.
Well, aren't the people going to the pharmacy not necessarily the people going to the cigarette counter? I mean, why are they targeting that? That doesn't even make sense to me. It just seems like it's going to benefit the convenience stores. Maybe the convenience store operators came together and, formed some sort of a lobbyist group to try to garner themselves more business. Mayor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order earlier this year banning sweetened beverages. Apparently, he didn't even need to bother with going through the city council there. He just signed an executive order that just bans sweetened beverages like Coca-Cola and Pepsi from vending machines on city property. Local leaders considered, but... So what are they going to put in the vending machines? Are they going to put just
Kava juice
in cans? Fruit juice in cans? What else do you... local leaders considered and ultimately abandoned laws recently that would have imposed a fee on businesses that sell sugary drinks and alcohol. Oh, okay, so they're really holding back there. Newsom has...
They just
down.
Want you to eat the way they want you to eat, I guess. I mean,
this is just the beginning, right?
These are the same people, by the way, that would let you euthanize yourself if your health is bad, but they want... They want to tell you how you're going to eat in the process.
As it should be. People should be able to...
I agree, but it just doesn't make sense. Do you understand?
No, yeah, I get where you're coming from. So Newsom, the mayor, has slowed down his support in some health measures after he was attacked by his opponent in next month's lieutenant governor's race for being the food police. Newsom vetoed the alcohol and soda fees, and he's indicated he'll do the same for Ronald McDonald. The Board of Supervisors could overturn a veto, but needs the votes of 8 of 11 supervisors to do so. The mayor has always opened to argument and evidence about a better way. He's not ideological. He's not wedded
to sounds ideological.
This is not a time to be considering new fees and taxes that would put San Francisco at a disadvantage to other counties around the state. Marr said he expected his Happy Meal bill to pass out of committee and receive a vote by the full Board of Supervisors this month. McDonald's Vice President for Nutrition and Menu Strategy, Karen Wells, said that denying a toy to a child would undermine the authority of parents to decide what their children should eat, and that would be difficult to execute. She says it's different from what we're doing today and different from what we've done for 25 years. Sophie Maxwell, one of the supervisors, responded in an exasperated voice. Just because it's different does not necessarily make it difficult. We'll come back with more of what these bureaucrats have to say for themselves.
They're telling McDonald's how they should run their business.
That's exactly what they're doing. And they're telling everybody that is marketing a product with a toy in it how to run their business. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian
and Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options, and they are available for you 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live, you tune into our streams, there it is. If we're live, we're live. If we're not, you'll hear the latest episode on repeat. and it's there for you at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got broadband and dial-up flavors. Plus, if you're nowhere near an internet connection, you can use any old phone that can dial long distance. We've got listen lines as well. You can get that number also at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition, you can get information about our radio affiliates and our satellite channel, listen.freetalklive.com. which is brought to you by Quality Rental.
Yep, QualityRental.com. They over there at Quality Rental, they like Free Talk Live so much, they listen to it right there in the warehouse, and they wanted to do something for the listeners of Free Talk Live, so they brought you listen.freetalklive.com. If you're having an event, whether it's a party or wedding, barbecue, bar mitzvah, church gathering, Quality Rental can serve your needs. If you're in the southern New England area, you can check out their website at QualityRental.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Just a few more thoughts on what's going on in San Francisco, then to your phone calls if you make them about anything at 800-259-9231. The proposal on the table, now it hasn't passed yet, but just like to talk about this stuff because it has a chance of passing, right? There's a good chance. This is San Francisco, where they have some of the craziest regulations that are out there. And, you know, they got some good things in San Francisco, too, for sure. But this one, not one of those good things. They're actually
the good things that they have in San Francisco don't have much to do with their government.
Yeah, they in this case, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, which is essentially their city council, they want to pass a piece of legislation that will force all businesses that are marketing food products with a toy in them to not allow children to have the toy unless they are unless the product has a piece of fruit in it. Essentially, it will it'll ban McDonald's from putting toys in Happy Meals unless it adds fruit and vegetable portions and limits calories. So, essentially, changing the entire concept of what a Happy Meal
is. Yeah, they're gonna tell McDonald's how it has to run its business.
And it's not good enough that McDonald's is already offering options for people. You can substitute things like a fruit cup or whatever instead of the French fries, that kind of thing. They have that as an option, but that's not.
I just don't feel enough people are using it.
Right, you are not. Your ability to choose is not good enough for these people in government. They are saying they will choose for you, and it really makes you wonder how far these people are willing to go.
Because if people want French fries badly enough, if their kids wants French fries badly enough, they'll make them at home.
Oh, sure they will. So Sophie Maxwell, this is one of the supervisors, responded to McDonald's spokesperson, saying that just because it's different doesn't make it necessarily difficult. I mean, McDonald's is an amazing institution. It's been around for many years because it's able to change and adapt to new circumstances and new things that people are eating. So I think I have a lot more confidence in McDonald's, I guess, than you do.
Oh, I have confidence McDonald's would figure this out if it was worth doing business in San Francisco. What McDonald's would decide at that point is, are we going to be able to sell enough Happy Meals to make up for the fruit or vegetable the kids are just going to throw out the window, and, you know, make this happen? And I suspect that they would. But this is really about what people want. And, you know, I don't think that McDonald's necessarily offers the best nutritional choice that you might be able with your out-of-home food dollar. I don't think that. That's the reason that my son Jack hasn't ever been given McDonald's. But, you know, some people, my mother, when she was raising me, just didn't have time, as she felt. So, you know, I got a lot of McDonald's when I was growing up.
Cynthia Goody, McDonald's nutrition director, said there was no evidence that childhood obesity would be reduced by requiring a fruit or vegetable with all
meals. And I wasn't obese either.
In response, supervisor asked what mix of foods would lower childhood obesity. Goody said she would need to conduct more research to provide an answer. The Happy Meal ordinance is not all surprising given San Francisco's leanings in the past. San Francisco has a reputation, and it's well-deserved, of being a very progressive city, said the founder of Barbary.
Progressing towards fascism, totalitarianism, I should say, telling restaurants what they can serve and people what they can eat.
He said, with that comes naturally, hand-in-hand, a reliance on government to encourage thoughtful change. That's just tradition.
What?
They're not encouraging anything. This is threats. They're threatening.
This isn't thoughtful either.
Right. I mean, I love how the euphemisms that these government people get away with. Oh, we're just asking. We're just encouraging. That's not taxing. That's not stealing. It's taxes. That's not murder that San Francisco BART cop committed. That was a legal killing.
That was third-degree manslaughter.
I mean, it's just amazing. Oh, no, we're just encouraging McDonald's. No, you're not. You're threatening McDonald's. You're threatening Burger King. You're threatening these people that if you don't do business the way we tell you to do business, then we're going to pull your ability to even do business. You're not going to be able to sell anything if you don't do as we say. 1-800-259-9231. So when something like this comes to pass, and if it doesn't go through this time, it's really only a matter of time, right? Before something like this happens somewhere, you've already got crazy smoking bans all over the place in this country. There's a story, I think, at the Drudge Report today about how Russia is considering a total public ban on smoking. Just total ban on public smoking. So you've got all kinds of crazy smoking bans and regulations and controls on people's behavior and their choices, and it's just a matter of time. And then how long is it going to be before there is some sort of a food card where the government bureaucrats will be observing your purchases? And if they know that you've got kids at home, maybe they won't have a bureaucrat standing at every aisle of the grocery store. Maybe they'll just require that people use some sort of, a store card, one of those discount cards, or have some kind of a government card that basically tracks all your purchases. And then they'll look at it and they'll say, oh, you've bought too many Captain Crunch cereals, so we need to come into your house and do a pantry audit. Or maybe it'll just be random pantry audits of people's homes. If people have, if you want to have your kid in our government schools, which we'll force you to do, unless you can afford to pay for the private schools, if you want to have your kid, kind of like they make your kids get the vaccines to go to government schools, well,
the vaccines are optional. You just have to, have them in order to send them to the school that you've already paid for.
That they'll force you to send your kids to. They're going to force you to go there, but if you don't jump through their hoops, you can't go there. But if you don't go there, then you'll get in trouble for not sending your kids there unless you're homeschooling them. And in California, that's a very difficult thing to do.
Incredibly difficult, yeah.
We'll let your son or daughter in here. We're just going to have to subject you to random pantry audits. We'll just send one of our government health experts over to your home at a time that's appropriate here. Now, we can't tell you exactly when because we don't want you to hide all the sugar bombs and the candy. So we're just going to drop by one evening. Just let us know when you're available and we'll go ahead and just drop by. Maybe it'll be during dinner time and we'll come in and we'll take a poke. We'll just poke around a little bit through your pantry. Don't worry. Your privacy is safe with us. We won't tell anybody what products you're buying, but if we find out that you've been buying the wrong products, then, we're going to have to take your kids and put them in a foster home. I mean, are we really that far away from something absurd? I mean, I know, that's ludicrous, right? It's absurd.
It'd be ludicrous to tell McDonald's they can't sell Happy Meals.
Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. Or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features you will find there totally free. Features like our bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, and you can enjoy it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we're going to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Mark, you've got something about an assassination campaign, government assassin. What? I don't even know what you got.
It's Barack Obama, his assassination program that he's got for American citizens.
Oh, that's good. That sounds helpful.
Yeah. This is a kill, baby.
We'll get to that, but first, your call.
Shaken up, sir.
Alex is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Alex. Alex? Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I, for one, think it's just great what they're doing in San Francisco because we serfs just love to do things men with guns force us to do.
It's good. It's a good life, isn't it?
Well, mostly the
plantation. You
know, they've gotten better and better at this, right? The government goes, there's not going to be any man with a gun out there saying that you can't get a Happy Meal with fries and a toy in it. You're just not going to be able to.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be available.
Well, because the men with the guns will come along when McDonald's decides that if they ever were to do this,
right,
they won't.
That's the thing, is they won't.
Right. Well, they aren't going to, they're going to abide by the rules because they don't want to have their business license pulled and have men with guns show up and stop them from operating their business. So they'll do whatever they're told. Or they'll leave San Francisco.
Because in the end, McDonald's are just as much serfs as you and I.
That's right. Despite all their corporate power, that's true.
All right, well, anyway, I've been listening to your show for about a year and a half now, and I think I've got most of the talking points down pretty well. in until I got to AP Government Politics.
Where, so this is a high school class?
Yes, this is a high school class.
All right.
Where the teacher knows a little bit more history than I. But the main thing is I wasn't quite sure how to argue against how voting gives government accountability. Because, I mean, I know I can say, well, they're men with guns, and why would those people ever be accountable to me who can't use any force against them? But then he still comes up with, well, you can vote those politicians out of office. So I wasn't quite sure how I can get around that.
It's true. You can vote a politician out of office in theory, but the only choice you typically have from the other politician that's currently in office is a politician that's pretty much just like the other politician that's already in office. So it's not much of a choice, is it?
And another thing that you could point out is the incumbency reelection rates. You point out that it's the guys who are in office today that get to write the rules on how the guys who might get an office in the future would be able to run. So therefore, the government preserves its own status quo. And as an example, sir, I'd like to bring up slavery and the abolition movement. The abolition movement was strong in New England prior to the signing of the Constitution. It took another 80 years and the bloodiest war in U.S. history in order to finally do away with the institution we call slavery. Is this what you is this form of the form of voting and people speaking that you'd like to hold up?
Here's another point I'd make on the idea that the government is able to be held accountable by voting. What's the evidence?
Well, because the evidence is that you have the opportunity to go and vote and new people get in all the
time. Sure, but you're choosing between the worst of two evils. And one could point out the teacher could come back with and say, well, if you don't like the two choices, you could just start your own party, or you could take over the party and you could put your own candidate up there, one that believes in the things that you believe in. And anybody that's actually tried to do that understands how difficult a task that is. Not only is the system designed to ensure that the incumbents pretty much get reelected at a 90%+ rate, they also designed the system to prevent third parties from getting any kind of a foothold and actually having a chance. And I could go into details. It's different from every state. Every state government has different regulations that they put on third parties and requirements, and they're always more onerous than the major parties. And the major parties are owned lock, stock, and barrel by, you know, the corporate interests and the big government interests and the people that have been there for a long time. As the Ron Paul advocates found out in 2008 when they attempted to go to the Republican Party conventions and essentially attempt to insert their people into the political process of this particular party. And they had their microphones turned off when they came up to attempt to speak. They were in many cases prevented from even coming into the conventions. The system did everything they could to keep those people out. And so the idea that the fact that one gets to vote once every 2 to 4 years is in any way keeping the government accountable to people just as absurd on its face. If people could actually withhold their money from the government, then that would go a lot further to toward keeping the government accountable because, well, when businesses are held accountable, it's by individuals choosing every single day or every time they have the option to do or not do business with that company. To bring back McDonald's here for a moment, McDonald's is held accountable when they screw up a meal for somebody because that person can come back in there right then and get the customer service they're looking for. And if they don't, if the manager's a jerk or the staff members are jerks to those people, and they don't want to make good, or maybe the customer's a jerk. Whatever happens, if negotiations break down, the customer can say, well, the hell with this. I'm not bringing my business here ever again, and I'm going to tell everybody else to not bring their business to you. You can't do that with government. So, I mean, it's just ludicrous. Once every 2 years is the maximum opportunity that you have to hold these people accountable, and even that is a joke.
Right, and I did make the point when we were talking about how the government protects us from bad food, and I basically won the debate in that point by saying that in a free market you would actually have some real accountability. But changing politicians not really being a real choice, he kind of beat me there on some of the history. So I'm not real. I guess I don't really have a firm grasp on U.S. history because I've, like I said, I've been listening to you guys, and I kind of, based on current things that are going on, I can kind of know the principles and all that kind of stuff. So is there any, like, book or something like that that you could recommend that I could kind of touch up on some U.S. political history points?
I don't know. I always like Conceived in Liberty by Murray Rothbard. Now, I'm trying to figure out, did he tell you that basically here's some examples of how the voting booth was used to change things?
Yes. Well, basically the first day in class, I basically let it out that I don't think there should be any government. So he kind of knows that I'm from a small government as possible stance. So when he threw out some examples, he threw out Clinton getting in and how he made some big changes, and Reagan getting in and how he made some big changes. And I know you guys talked about how the government increased many percent when Reagan got in, but I didn't really know enough about their political reigns to be able to say, well, actually, they did X, Y, and Z, and that was really just more.
Yeah, well, what changes were the, I mean.
Right, well, here's the example that you used. Look, government is very good at growing government, and that much is true, sir. However, what you aren't going to be able to show me very many examples of is government shrinking government, government holding government accountable.
Despite the fact.
And I can't think of any election where that's happening.
No. Look at the history. Government just keeps getting bigger, and it's despite most Americans saying they think government's too big. If you ask
80% of Americans right. At this point in history, right now, 80% of Americans say government is too large. Do you want to make a guess, Mr. History Teacher, on whether or not government will grow over the next 2 years?
Right, and that's a good point that I haven't brought up. It's kind of hard. I'm still kind of cutting my teeth. This is really real opponent that I've had. A lot of my friends I've talked to either really aren't interested or agree with me, so I haven't had a lot of opportunity to actually get out there and debate some points with someone who has some knowledge, so I'm still.
Well, I hope that helps a little bit, Alex, and I thank you for the call. Don't hesitate to get back in touch with us if future controversy develops there. He started his school year by announcing that he doesn't think there should be any government, so inevitably there will likely be some interesting conversations to come here at this point.
The government history teacher.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. A criminal organization doesn't have to be accountable. It can just steal stuff.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy. Abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results. Bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world. And a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away. Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change T as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember, life changed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring out what you want. Take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there free. Hey, if you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do so by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. Now, Amazon would normally keep all of that for themselves, but when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, they put about 7 to 8% over towards us on most purchases. I think electronics go no more than 4%, but it's something, and it's something more than we would have gotten had you not shopped at amazon.freetalklive.com. So you've got stuff to buy, get it at amazon.freetalklive.com. You'll probably get a great deal, and you feel good because a portion is going to Free Talk Live at amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to know how to give your baby a head start? Try babyreadingkit.com. I can't say enough good things about this course. My young son, Jack, he's 2.5 years old, can read his colors and can read his shapes. And something happened this week that was sort of a new milestone in him reading. Previously, he could only read them off the flashcards from the babyreadingkit.com. But now he's reading the words from books. He's pointing at the word, I saw him point at the word colors. And the word red, and he did all of his colors in this book. Obviously, children's books want you to learn how to identify colors and that sort of thing. But he's reading them. It's babyreadingkit.com. You can have this huge advantage for your child. It's I think it's $130 for the course. It is a chump change for your child being able to read. Babyreadingkit.com.
All right. So you can bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Still to come, Mark, you're going to tell us about the assassination campaign against Americans by Barack Obama. You'll give us some of the details on that here. But first, corrupt cop stories. We haven't done these in a little while, and I get them every single week. We don't do them every week just because we don't have time. StopTheDrugWar.org reports, which is, by the way, the place to go. If you want to get drug war news, if you are like me, concerned about the insane war on drugs and would like to see it end, StopTheDrugWar.org is a great source for the latest information worldwide of what's going on as far as changes, you know, good news and bad news in regards to ending the war on drugs. So, this from Philip Smith over at StopTheDrugWar.org. In Benton, Illinois, the Gallatin County Sheriff was convicted September 23rd of marijuana trafficking.
The sheriff.
The sheriff. And
bloody. It's got to be kind of hard to catch them. I mean,
you've
got to be doing a lot of dirt to be able to get caught for the FBI or some state agency to come in and get them. Because obviously, the sheriff's deputies aren't going to arrest the sheriff.
No, they're working with them, typically. You know, this reminds me of, this little story reminds me of Whence We Come. From Whence? No.
Whence
We Come. And I'm still having trouble with that. Anyway, this reminds me of Whence We Come, Mark, and I won't say which county it is in Florida, but there is a...
When I was growing up.
There are some firm allegations
against
the sheriff.
Right?
And I don't know if he's still the sheriff there, but...
I can't imagine that he's been unseated.
Yeah,
he's powerful.
Back when we were living down there, pretty much everybody knows that old Sheriff so-and-so is distributing various different drugs as he's got control of the port in the particular county in which he does business. And so, you know, when you hear those stories and you believe that the police are good guys and that there's just a few bad apples, it sounds unbelievable, doesn't it? I mean, just try to put yourself, obviously we're way beyond this, but try to put yourself back in the shoes, Mark, of when you thought that law enforcement was, you know, they're there to keep us safe, protect and serve. Go law enforcement. What are you talking about? Sheriff so-and-so, he's a nice man. I met him in person and he would never deal drugs. What are you talking? Drugs are bad.
I used to think that way, but I always thought that Sheriff so-and-so moved drugs. I mean, I heard it all my life. I can't put myself in the shoes of not believing that this guy moved drugs.
I've heard it from his family members.
I'm just saying that to me, he has always been that one of the bad apples. If you're going to claim that there are some bad apples, then you have to understand that there are some sheriffs that are bad apples.
So,
and in this case, so what's that mean about the whole department?
It means that if there are any good cops in that department, they know better than to open their mouths, because the sheriff and his boys will take care of them, and in a very bad way, I'm sure. In fact, I remember it was several years ago, the, what did they call it? It was like the crack team or whatever. There was some sort of name for it. Not the SWAT team, but they had like
Delta
the Delta Force. That's what it was. The Delta Force in that man's department went down for some sort of drug-related shenanigans.
Yeah, they were planting, they were stealing. They
planting
were
drugs
doing
on people,
all kinds of things, including apparently setting... one of them set their own vehicle on fire in order to get the insurance money. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Some of them went to prison. That's amazing.
When I saw that story, knowing what I knew about the sheriff down there, I thought, huh, I wonder what those boys did to cross old Sheriff so-and-so. I wonder what they did. Because they must have done something to really tick him off, right? They must have really crossed the wrong people for the Delta Force, the drug enforcing wing of the sheriff's office, to get brought up on charges. Don't you think?
I don't know how they got brought in. I just didn't pay enough attention at that time.
Well, I don't know how they got brought in exactly either, but don't you think they had to cross somebody like the sheriff himself? Do some, you know, like try to steal from the sheriff or rip off the sheriff or get really
greedy? It could have been brought down by FDLE. I mean,
yeah, it's not likely. I mean, come on. Do you think they don't know what's going on? How do they not know these things? And you also have to ask yourself is how many of these sheriffs are actually working together? Because I used to know somebody who told me that, and I'll name the name on this one, Joe Arpaio, was one of the main importers down the border area, you know, old Maricopa County Joe. The toughest sheriff in America, that he had a network of, the word on the street was that he had a network, allegations of course, that he had a network of sheriffs that were basically his distribution points. Now, I don't know who those sheriffs were, but maybe this guy was one of them. Sheriff Raymond Martin, convicted on 15 counts in the drug trafficking and murder for hire scheme, because he also plotted to kill two people who planned to testify against him. 10 of them carry possible...
He understands how effective that is.
10 of them carry possible life sentences. According to the DEA, Martin supplied a drug dealer with pot, threatened the dealer with death after he said he wanted out, and told him he could make up crimes against him. The dealer went to the feds, and Martin went down. While Martin was in jail...
Man, he must have been sloppy if this was the... This sounds like a one-off case, doesn't it? Gave him some pot? He wanted out? I mean, what? This is a strange story.
When Martin was in jail, this can't be a one-off case. Sheriff doesn't just do a one-off drug deal. You're doing it all the time. when Martin was in jail awaiting trial, because who better to deal drugs than the sheriff? Who better to be the top dog drug dealer in any county than the sheriff and his boys?
Well, I suppose if you're in a county with a large city, then the chief of police might be a better choice.
Okay, fair enough.
who better than the highest
the top
ranking
dog.
Law enforcement officer in a given geographic area?
Well, Martin was, because the sheriff himself doesn't have to do all the dirty work, typically. You can just have his men take care of it. That plot unraveled, while Martin was in jail awaiting trial, he conspired with his wife and son to offer two other cellmates $17,000 to kill the witnesses. That plot unraveled when one of the would-be hitmen got cold feet and also went to the authorities. Martin had refused to resign from his job, forcing the county to continue to pay him his $40,000 annual salary, even while in jail. Now the county can fire him, and it did so on Tuesday. In Laredo, Texas, a Laredo police officer was convicted Monday on cocaine trafficking and firearms charges for escorting loads of what he thought was cocaine through the city. Officer Orlando Jesus Hall was 27 and found guilty of conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute cocaine and using a firearm in furtherance of that drug offense. He and fellow Laredo police officer Pedro Martinez III were snagged in an FBI sting after they each agreed to transport 20 kilos of fake cocaine through the city, then went to San Antonio where they were each paid $1,000. Martinez copped a plea earlier and testified against Hale. Hale is looking at a mandatory minimum 10-year federal prison sentence on the coke charge and a 5-year sentence for the gun charge.
You know, and in these instances, all you're doing is taking guys that would probably be reasonably good law enforcement officers. I don't think you'd need, in the absence of the drug war, I don't think you'd need nearly as many law enforcement officers as you have. But you're taking people, because most people will do something for enough money.
$1,000.
When you're talking, well, I don't
just
know.
Just drive this through the city.
Yeah, I don't know that would be, that wouldn't be it for me. But, you know, different thresholds are different for people. You know, this
especially
guy might have three kids.
And you think you're untouchable.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, you know, so this
just
guy might have some kids, and he doesn't want
to
take it. You know, he needs the money.
Got bills to pay.
Yep, got orthodontists or whatever.
Grand. Yeah, you're not doing the coke deal. You're just driving it. Just taking it from one point to another.
So.
No big deal. Kansas City, Kansas. DEA agent found liable for damages on Friday for beating a motorist in a 2003 road rage incident. In Washington, D.C., a D.C. Metro police officer was indicted last week on charges she protected her drug-dealing boyfriend as he packaged large amounts of crack cocaine and heroin at the couple's home in District Heights. And finally, a Customs and Border Protection officer was arrested September 23rd for taking bribes to allow vehicles he thought were smuggling drugs to pass unimpeded through his entry lane at the Calexico border crossing. Hour number two is coming up, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. More coming on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.